Hey everyone, ready to dive into something kind of wild? We're talking clothes that can actually express how you're feeling.
Yeah, no more wondering if your outfit says approachable or stay away. We're going to dig into some research about a device called Emolea.
Emolea, okay. Is that like those mood rings that change color?
Kind of like that, but way more advanced. Imagine like stylish tech on your shoulder with these delicate, almost magical looking flowers. And get this, the flowers actually move to signal your emotions?
Hold on, I'm picturing like clunky robot flowers and people getting the wrong idea completely. I mean, we misinterpret facial expressions all the time, and we've been reading those our whole lives.
You're totally right to think about those real-world situations. The researchers actually thought about that from the start. So, think about it. The way we express ourselves with clothes, now it's limited. Clothes are static. You can pick a bright color, hoping it says happy, but your outfit's not reacting to your mood, right?
Right. It's not like your clothes change color when you get flustered, huh?
Exactly. But Emolea, that's what it's trying to change.
Okay, so no more resting grumpy face if you're wearing this Emolea thing. But seriously, paint me a picture. What does this thing actually look like?
Okay, so picture this. Three translucent 3D printed flowers, and they're attached to a base you wear on your shoulder. They open and close, but at different speeds, so it's like almost like a piece of kinetic art that you can wear. And you know what's really cool? The researchers actually got inspired by that skeleton flower, the one with petals that turn transparent when they get wet.
Oh, right. I've seen pictures of those. They're really pretty.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Okay, that sounds way more elegant than what I was picturing.
Yeah.
But how do we get from moving flowers to, like, actual emotions? Do these flowers have, like, a secret language or something?
That's where the research gets really fascinating. They actually studied how people interpreted different flower movements. So different speeds, different flowers, you know, opening and closing. Imagine being shown these animations and being asked, what emotion does this movement make you think of?
So they weren't actually hooking it up to someone's real emotions yet. It was more about, like, can people even understand what the movements are supposed to mean?
Yes, precisely. And the results were really interesting. Right. Because people could definitely tell the difference between the different animations. They were even mapping them to specific emotions. Like, for example, fast, jerky movements. People would say, oh, that conveys excitement. Whereas, like, slow, gentle movements, maybe that indicates calmness.
So it's like our brains are already programmed to understand emotion in movement, even if it's coming from a flower.
It really seems that way. Huh. And they even found that some emotions were harder to express than others. Like, none of the animations really seem to do a good job of conveying anger or rage.
Interesting. You wouldn't think something as simple as a flower could express such a, you know, complex range of emotions. It makes you wonder, though, if you could program anger into those flowers, what would that even look like?
Yeah, that's a great question. Maybe it's just a limitation of the flower design itself. I mean, think about it. We usually associate flowers with more positive emotions, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's like trying to express excitement with a funeral march.
Yeah.
It just doesn't really go together.
Exactly. And that's what makes this research so compelling, you know? It's really pushing the boundaries of how we think about communication.
Okay, you got me hooked. But how did the researchers actually see asterisk these emotions? Were they just going off people's, like, gut reactions?
Or they were a little more scientific about it. They used a scale to actually measure how different movements made people feel. Like, they broke it down into feelings of pleasure, energy level, even a sense of control or dominance.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's a lot more nuanced than you might think.
Okay, so it's not just happy flower, sad flower. It can actually get way more complex than that.
Absolutely. And here's the really exciting part. The researchers design Emolea so that it can be customized. They're actually planning on releasing the software so anyone can create their own, like, emotion-based flower animations.
Whoa, so you could basically program your own emotional vocabulary for your clothes.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing. But if I'm being honest, I still can't quite picture how this would actually play out in, like, real life. Would you just walk around with your emotions on display for everyone to see? Seems like it could lead to some awkward situations.
I hear you. And it's something the researchers definitely acknowledge. I mean, think about it. What one person interprets as sadness, another person might see as contemplation. Even with facial expressions, and those are pretty universal, we don't always get it right. Emotions are complex.
Totally. It's like assuming someone's crying because they're sad, when really they could just be overwhelmed with joy.
Mm-hmm.
Our emotions aren't always so black and white, are they? But that makes me even more curious about, like, what else we could use these emotion-expressing flowers for?
That's a great question. Well, one of the most interesting applications they talked about was for people who struggle with traditional communication.
Look, what do you mean?
Well, think about like a child with autism who has a hard time expressing their emotions verbally. Emolea could give them a whole new way to make those feelings known.
That's really amazing. Instead of getting frustrated or shutting down because they just don't have the words, you know, they could like wear their emotions so the people around them can understand and support them better.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's a really powerful idea. And think about it, even just for like social cues in general, you could signal you need a little space or you're open to chatting, all without saying a word. It could really change how we like navigate those everyday interactions.
Oh man, I can just imagine being at a networking event with this Emolea thing. You just like instantly know who's feeling approachable and who'd rather be left alone. It'd be like having a cheat code for social situations.
Exactly. Yeah. Or even like picture a workplace. You could just glance around and get a read on your whole team's mood just by looking at their Emolea flowers.
Okay, but now I'm picturing walking into a high-stakes meeting and everyone's flowers are signaling stressed and overwhelmed. Talk about a mood killer.
Huh. Yeah. Might need to come up with some etiquette guidelines for that. But hey, think about it this way. Maybe it would encourage people to be more mindful of each other's emotions, you know?
That's a good point. Could lead to more empathy and understanding in the workplace, which we could all use a little more of. But what about the flip side? Like, what if people try to game the system, you know, wear their happy flowers, even when they're totally freaking out on the inside?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing with any new tech, right? There's always the potential for misuse. But remember, Emolea is all about customization. You get to choose which emotions you express and how. It puts you in control.
I see what you mean. It's not like your clothes are just like broadcasting your every fleeting emotion to the world.
Yet.
Right. You still have control over how much you want to share. Speaking of control, let's talk about the tech itself for a second. You mentioned they want to eventually add like biometric sensors and stuff.
Exactly. They're thinking about a future where Emolea actually responds to your body's signals, heart rate, skin response, maybe even brainwave patterns. So like, let's say you get nervous and your heart starts racing, right? The flowers might react even if you're trying to play it cool on the outside.
Whoa, brainwaves. Now we're talking mind reading fashion. That's next level. I do wonder though, if you're pulling data from something as like complex as brainwaves, how do you even begin to turn that into something as visually simple as flower movements?
That's where the design gets really, really interesting. Think about it. It doesn't have to be asterisk, just asterisk opening and closing. What if the flowers could like change color or pulse with light, maybe even release a particular scent depending on the emotion?
Okay. Now that's just cool. It's like your body becomes this walking, talking mood ring, but hopefully a lot more stylish than those things we wore back in the day.
Definitely more stylish. But you've hit on something important. It's not just about practicality with Emolea, right? It's about aesthetics, too.
Yeah, for sure. Nobody wants to wear something that just screams, I'm expressing my emotions. It's got to look good, too.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I thought was so cool about this research team. They really thought about making Emolea not just functional, but beautiful, too.
Which makes sense, since they were inspired by nature to begin with.
Speaking of nature, there are some pretty tough plants and animals out there. Have they said anything about using like other cool bio-inspired materials for Emolea? I mean, those delicate flowers wouldn't last a day in my world.
That's a great question. They've actually talked about looking into more, you know, robust materials. Imagine if they could somehow like mimic the resilience of jellyfish skin or the iridescence of a butterfly wing.
Okay, now you're messing with me. Jellyfish skin, butterfly wings. That sounds incredible. Maybe a asterisk, little asterisk creepy, huh?
Maybe so. But that's where the real innovation happens, right? Thinking outside the box, drawing inspiration from these unexpected places. I'm all for pushing boundaries. But even with the coolest materials in the world, what about the tech itself? How long can this thing actually run before you need to, like, charge it? I'm imagining having to carry around a separate power bank just to keep my flowers blooming, huh?
Yeah, it's the thing a lot of wearable tech is still trying to figure out, but there's some promising stuff out there about energy harvesting, basically capturing energy from the environment.
So, like, solar panels sewn into my clothes.
That's one way to do it. Not always the most efficient, though. There's also kinetic energy harvesting, which is about converting movement into power. Imagine if Emolea could draw energy from, like, your own body heat. Or even your footsteps.
Okay, now that's just smart. So the more active you are, the more your clothes can, like, express themselves. I kind of love that.
It's a really neat concept.
Definitely. But even if we solve the whole power issue and the material science, there's still this big question, right? Do we actually want to live in a world where our clothes can communicate how we're feeling? Yeah. I mean, part of me loves it, but the other part is a little freaked out, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. It's like, how much of our inner world are we really willing to put out there for everyone to see?
Right, exactly.
But I mean, that's kind of what makes all of this so fascinating to talk about, right?
It really is.
Like, we're talking about tech that could fundamentally change how we relate to each other.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's like, it's hard to resist thinking about all the what ifs, you know?
Oh, for sure.
Like, what if MLA could actually help bridge some of those communication gaps that we all experience sometimes? Like, what if it could make those awkward first date moments a little easier? Or even, like, help you tell your loved ones you need a hug without actually having to say it out loud?
Yeah, it's like we'd be giving everyone this cheat sheet for understanding each other's emotions.
Exactly.
And, you know, who knows? Maybe if we all lived in a world where we were just a bit more tuned in to how everyone else is feeling.
Yeah.
Maybe all those little misunderstandings and miscommunications, maybe they wouldn't feel like such a big deal anymore.
I love that. It's like, imagine a world where everyone's just a little more understanding, a little more empathetic, you know, because they can actually see how what they say and do affects everyone else around them. It's almost utopian in a way.
It definitely makes you think about things a little differently. But that's part of what's so fun about exploring these new technologies.
I know, right?
They let us imagine all these different possibilities, even the ones that seem a little far-fetched right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never know. Sometimes those far-fetched ideas actually end up like shaping the future.
Yeah.
And in ways we never could have even imagined. Think about all those things that used to be science fiction that are just like normal now.
Mm-hmm.
Video calls, self-driving cars, clothes that express emotions.
Well, hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But seriously, that line between science fiction and reality is getting blurrier all the time. Remember those old sci-fi movies where people would wear those huge headsets to like experience virtual reality?
Oh, yeah.
And now we just put on these like sleek glasses and suddenly we're in a completely different world.
Exactly. So who's to say that, like, emotion expressed in clothing won't be the same?
Yeah.
It seems kind of out there right now, but what if in a few years we're all walking around literally wearing our hearts on our sleeves?
And maybe, just maybe, that wouldn't be such a bad thing. Maybe it's time we rethink what it even means to express ourselves authentically.
Yeah, like, maybe being vulnerable isn't always something to be afraid of.
Right.
Maybe it's something we should all try to embrace a little more. And maybe tech like MLA can even help us do that.
That's pretty bold vision of the future.
It is. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. But, as always, we want to leave you with something to think about.
Always.
So, here's a question for you. If
Asterisk
could wear your heart on your sleeve or your shoulder, or hey, maybe even on your hat. What would that even look like?
Would you express every single feeling as you're having it?
Right.
Or would you, I don't know, curate your emotions for different situations?
So many things to think about. It's a question worth asking as we head into this crazy new world of wearable technology. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. But until next time, keep exploring the world, stay curious, and we'll catch you all next time.